CQM, Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. In the Israel-Hamas war, Israeli forces continue to comb through Gaza's largest hospital, finding evidence and bodies linked to Hamas terrorists.
We found a vehicle filled with ammunition, RPGs, AK-47s. We see handcuffs, knives. Preparation for taking hostages from Israel.
That's one Israeli soldier's account. Israeli and American sources telling ABC News a hostage release deal is looking less likely. No government shutdown for now. President Biden signing a short-term spending bill late last night. No resignation from New York Congressman George Santos, despite a damning Congressional Ethics Committee report that says he used his campaign coffers to buy designer goods, get Botox treatments, and make payments to an OnlyFans account. This is ABC News. Americans already taking off for the holidays. ABC's Whit Johnson is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
The TSA is predicting its busiest holiday travel season ever. About 30 million passengers expected to be screened between now and November 27th.
And if you're driving...
On the roads, nearly 50 million Americans are expected to drive to their destinations. The busiest day will be next Wednesday. It's recommended you either leave your house early in the morning or in the evening after 6 p.m. to avoid the worst traffic.
Officials investigating a Chicago Transit Authority train that hit a snowplow, at least 38 people injured, and a CSX train has derailed in Atlanta in a fiery wreck. In Los Angeles, a timeline for the closed I-10 freeway is now set to reopen to traffic by Tuesday after an underpass fire damaged the major east-west artery last weekend. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Ho, 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 ho. Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-251-2305. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-251-2305 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-251-2305 to see if you qualify. That's 800-251-2305.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield with our special buffet from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. featuring honey-glazed ham, turkey, roast pork over wild rice medley, and a range of classic sides and desserts, all for $24. Or take home a family feast for six, or individual meals for just $14. Order your take-home feast now by calling 715-762-4447. At Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, just look for the big deer.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Research shows even more people would be working in Wisconsin if it weren't for childcare challenges.
The difficulty in finding childcare translated into about 60,000 workers. Potential workers that weren't in the workforce because of that.
Dennis Winters is the chief economist for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin in Madison find the donated brains of men who were veterans in World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War were 26% times more likely to show signs of Alzheimer's disease than men who did not serve in the military. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Packers against the Chargers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 3-6 Packers host the 4-5 Chargers Sunday at Lambeau Field. Former offensive tackle Brian Bulaga is in town and says he wants to retire as a Packer. Bulaga played for both Green Bay and the Chargers. Kickoff at noon, game time weather pretty good for the middle of November. Sunshine and 45. Although Green Bay has struggled with this young roster, one player is having a great rookie season. Jaden Reed's stats are getting close to another receiver, Sterling Sharp. I asked Reed, what's the key to preparing for these games?
Getting a better feel for the offense, understand my job, and just, you know, study your opponent, know what they do, and, you know how to attack them.
College football, the Badgers hope to snap a 3-game losing streak when they host Nebraska 6:30 tomorrow night in Madison. Badgers running back Braylon Allen trying to come back from a high ankle sprain. Will he be able to play?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward team at area events, volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank, follow us on Facebook, or stop in for more information and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a good chance you need a new tractor, something durable and reliable. But in today's world, it has to be affordable. A tractor that'll help you get the job done quickly, efficiently, and with no hassle ownership. The new name in compact tractors is TYM. So here's what you do. Go to TYMoffers.com, check out the full model lineup, and get the best deals of the year. TYMoffers.com. Go there now. TYMoffers.com. And you can thank me later.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 38 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 25. Winds remain southwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the middle 40s. Winds west, 5 to 15. Saturday night, mostly clear skies. Diminishing winds. Lows fall back to 24. Sunday, sunshine remains in the forecast. Highs reach 45. Then lows head down to 27 on Sunday night with increasing clouds. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 25.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
Black Friday starts now. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Act now. Visit Verizon.com. iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes and duros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. I was out pheasant hunting the other day. Two birds flushed. I could have probably shot them both, but I didn't. I just shot one. Why? I'll tell you, but first.
You wanted them? You got them. Even more Black Friday Now deals at Fleet Farm. Save on delicious Bear Creek soup mixes, 3 for $9. Plus, take 20% off all Lego sets. Spend $100 on Under Armour, get a $30 Fleet Farm gift card free. And stock up on nut and berry bird food, 20 pounds for just $24.99. Shop Black Friday now at Fleet Farm, home of everything you need for everyday life.
I was hunting with my son and we only had one dog. So when two birds got up, I only shot one bird. The reason for that is because, well, we only had one dog. I could have easily shot both birds. Their flight path made them very easy targets. The thing is if you shoot two birds, that dog can only retrieve one at a time. So after it retrieves that closest bird, it's got to go out and hunt for that second bird that went down. Now, it may have marked that bird where it dropped, but if that bird has not been killed instantly, when it hits the ground, it's going to run, and sometimes it'll run to the point where that dog will not find it, only to die later. I want to be able to harvest that bird. I want to make sure that dog finds that bird. It's going to be a lot easier for that to happen if I don't drop two at the same time and force that dog to find a second bird that he may not have marked well or that may have run after it hit the ground. So think about that when you have two birds flush with only one dog. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have a future anymore. But there we go, history.
I love it.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
t-shirt and a comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait final day, yes or no, Lionel get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. What's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a flight. Overnight to paradise and late tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big, big plans. Johnny M on diamond on a brand new band. Asked her mama for permission and her daddy forehand. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a flight. Overnight to paradise and leave tonight. And I'ma put a diamond.
Thanks. like you always said we would.
Bailey Zimmerman, Fall in Love, new stuff there at 98Q Country at 22 past 8. We'll get to your birthdays in just a little bit here. Give us a call. If you got somebody, email wcqm@civicmedia.us. Runaway June is coming to Lake of the Torches tomorrow. And as promised, we have Runaway June with us on the line. We've got Stevie, we've got Jennifer, we've got Natalie. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Are you traveling? Are you on the road? Are you already here? Where are you? Where are you at?
We'll be leaving tonight. We're getting on the bus this evening and heading that way.
All right. Very good. Talk a little bit about your ventures. Your group has been together since 2015. You've had some success by my own drinks, and you got some new songs out too. Talk a little bit about how you came together, how the group came together. I always like to hear those stories. It usually involves a garage and meeting at some cafe. Or what is Runaway June's story?
Well, Nashville is kind of like a little big town. There in the music industry, you kind of all know somebody that knows somebody. And so all of us have been connected through songwriting. And this is Jennifer. Natalie and I go way back. I think we met over 15 years ago playing a show. And then Kit Moore told me about Stevie and how wonderful she was and what a great artist she was. And so we started writing together. And then the three of us started writing together, and it was kind of like magic. So we really started off in the writer's room.
So you started writing together. What was that point where you came together and all three of you like got together and harmonized? Because you harmonized very well. I love the way that your sound. So you got together, and sometimes you can have great artists that can sing, but maybe it doesn't mix together very well. But you three, when was that magical moment? You're like, oh boy, we sound pretty good.
Is this cutting out for you guys?
Yeah. Okay. I was just making.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Oh, there you are.
All right. There I am. So when did that happen that you realized musically that all three of you, that first time maybe you laid a track down, you're like, wow, you know, we do this pretty well together.
So it was the very first time the three of us wrote together. It was just the three of us in a writing room, and we wrote a song in like an hour and a half. And, it was just, our voices kind of blended together really naturally. Not only that, but we were really, compatible on like a friend level. Like it just felt like very, it just felt serendipitous, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about that writing side of it, because, that's something that, is kind of a, I don't want to say it's like a safety net, but man, if you can write some songs and get some artists to record them, that at least allows you to do some other things, because that success can kind of help you, you know, do maybe some other things that are difficult. It's difficult to get to the top of the country charts and stuff like that. So talk about that songwriting process. Is that something that is kind of number one in the love for all of you?
I think it absolutely is. It's something that is so important to us. And I think we'd all be writing even if we weren't performing all the time. You know, I mean, that's just a love of all three of ours very deeply. And we have been fortunate, all of us, to have cuts from other artists. I mean, Jennifer just had that big hit with Keith Urban. She had Wild Hearts with him, and she's had a whole bunch of big hits. But it's something that just means so much to us to be able to create music. And there's nothing like when you create a song, and especially for us being in a band, creating a song that all three of us love so much and want to perform. That's when we know, oh, this is right. It's magic. You know, it's always amazing to me where you start with an idea in a room, and then a few hours later you have a song. It's just, it will never get old to me.
Yeah. Runaway June tomorrow at Lake of the Torches. So tickets available. You can walk up there or Lake of the Torches and Lac du Flambeau, and they're joining us. Could each of you share with me a memory in your music career? One of those wow memories. We all have that, where you met somebody or something happened with a song. Maybe you got a chance to perform with someone that you've always looked up to. Talk about a memory in your music career that just stands out for you. Each one of you, if you could.
Well, this is Jen. I'll go first. One of the coolest memories I have is we got the call from Carrie Underwood to perform with her. She was having an all-female band play her song, CMA Awards. And so she asked us if we would sing background for her. And we were like, how does she even know who we are? Oh, my gosh, this is so cool. And I just thought that was, like, I mean, it was just felt so amazing to have someone like her look at us and say, wow, these girls are, you know, talented and I want to help. And then she ended up taking us on tour and put us in her music video. And, I mean, she's just been so good to us throughout the years. But that, to me, was just so cool.
Very cool.
An artist like that reach down and help, you know, someone new that she believed in.
Yeah. All right. That one's going to be hard to top. All right.
Well, this is Natalie. I had one of those moments too, even before I was in Runaway June. The great Charlie Daniels, he asked me to play Devil Went Down to Georgia with him on stage at the 40th annual Volunteer Jam, which he did in Nashville every year. And I mean, as a fiddle player that sings, there's kind of no one bigger or better that I would look up to as an artist and instrumentalist. I mean, I've been playing Devil Went Down to Georgia. I don't even know how many times I've played that song. And the moment of getting to play that song with him on stage, I will never forget. I remember standing on stage and being like, soak this in. It's only 3 minutes. You've got to enjoy every second of this.
So you actually played the fiddle. You played the part of it?
Yes, I did. We played it together. Yeah, when I saw him back, we didn't even rehearse, and I saw him backstage, and I was like, Mr. Daniels, how do you want to do this? And he said, he looked at me and goes, well, I'll follow you. And I looked around and was like, did anyone else hear that? Charlie said he's going to follow me.
That is so cool. Awesome. All right, you did good. I think you might have topped Carrie Underwood. All right, we got a big fish to fry here for the third one.
Well, you know, I don't want to get your hopes up, but I'm not going to be either one of those. I just have to tell you up front. So mine's honestly, I'm sitting over here thinking about it. Mine's honestly more of a spectacle moment than it is a personal experience. I think I got to see Bruce Springsteen with my dad back in, gosh, I think it was 2015. And it was really just, I've been to so many concerts in my life, but it was really the first time where I saw someone perform, and he did 4 hours. And it was just one of those moments where I was like, that's what it's about. You know, it kind of all clicked for me in the sense of like, that's how you perform. You make people feel like they're a part of the moment. You make them forget about life for a little bit. And I'll never, ever forget that concert. So I feel like that for me. And then I found out, of course, the next day he had the flu and 100-degree fever. I was like, you never would have known. So I think for me, as far as the trajectory of how my music went in, like, in the entertainment sense, I feel like that was a really important moment for me and something that I'll always remember.
Yeah, it's so cool to hear artists like you that have had success talk about things that are memorable and meaning. We all have those things in our life, but you guys... very, very much the same. You got some new music that you'll be doing, I'm sure, tomorrow, along with some of them that they'll remember with your show. Is that a good way to sum up your show tomorrow?
That's a great way to sum up the show. We're going to have, we're playing a bunch of our new stuff. Of course, we'll be playing Make Me Want to Smoke. It's out right now on country radio. And our goal is to, we have so much fun on stage together, and we just want to make sure everybody else has a good time, too.
All right.
I will say that Charlie Daniels, you know, you can't really beat Charlie Daniels, but Natalie does, because she does a tap dance while playing the fiddle solo, and I don't think that Charlie Daniels could do that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I got to do it with him. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, how fun is that? All right, well, Stevie, Jennifer, Natalie, safe travels to all of you as you venture up here in the Northwoods. These three ladies will be at Lake of the Torches tomorrow, so go on over there, have some fun, and I'm sure that's probably one of the highlights for you, is not only playing for people, but getting to meet the fans too, right?
Absolutely. We are looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Safe travels, and thanks for taking time to join us.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Stevie, you bet. Thank you. Stevie Woodward, Jennifer Wayne, and Natalie Stovall. They are Runaway June. Kind of cool to hear artists like that talk, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
Charlie Daniels on stage playing the fiddle. How about that? This is a song they had from a few years back that you'll hear, I'm sure, tomorrow from Runaway June at Lake of the Torches. Get your ticket. Check out Lake of the Torches on the web or get them right there tomorrow. I would probably get them ahead of time.
Yeah.
Here they are. We just talked to the three ladies. Runaway June and 98Q.
Well, since we've been done, I've been trying to unfall apart. And I've been thinking that some neon lights would be a real good start. Well, I called a couple friends, but they all say they're staying in, so I guess I'm going out on my own. I might be heartbroken, but that don't mean I gotta stay home. I can buy my own drinks, I can pay my own tab, and at the end of the night when they cut on all the lights, I can call my own cab. I can drop my own change in the jukebox, I can dance all by myself, so I can stop thinking about drinking about him. I don't need nobody else. Yeah, I can buy my own drinks tonight, tonight, tonight. Yeah, I can buy my own drinks tonight, tonight, tonight. I found myself a diver type that he would never walk.
I think they're gonna they're gonna do something here in the next couple of years. Just it seems like a tendency, and I'm not saying this to brag, but it seems like whenever we talk to somebody, they always like go big. Old Dominion we had on a few years back, and they went big. And Jake Owen we had on before he was a star, and he was big. So it's magical. It's nothing to do with anything but just coincidence. Runaway June, they'll be at Lake of the Torches tomorrow. This story about Charlie Daniels, one of the band members, playing with the fiddle on the stage with Chuck. Oh wow. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool in the Carrie Underwood thing, too. So check them out, Lake of the Torches, tomorrow night. Runaway June. They'll be hopping on the bus tonight and headed our way and looking forward to playing for you. We have a news update, and then we'll do the birthdays, and we'll give away a cake. All coming up.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. In the Israel-Hamas war, Israeli forces continue to comb through Gaza's largest hospital, finding evidence and bodies linked to Hamas terrorists.
We found a vehicle filled with ammunition, RPGs, AK-47s. We see handcuffs, knives, preparation for taking hostages from Israel.
That's one Israeli soldier's account. Israeli and American sources telling ABC News a hostage release deal is looking less likely. No government shutdown for now. President Biden signing a short-term spending bill late last night. No resignation from New York Congressman George Santos, despite a damning Congressional Ethics Committee report that says he used his campaign coffers to buy designer goods, get Botox treatments, and make payments to an OnlyFans account. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A lot of people will be driving next week for Thanksgiving, and law enforcement will be out there too. The Dane County Sheriff's Office, for one, is putting extra patrols on the road next week. Their overtime pay comes from a grant from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect 600,000 hunters for opening weekend of the Wisconsin gun deer season. The Department of Natural Resources' Jeff Pritzel says the number of hunters is trending down because deer hunting is most popular with baby boomers.
Last fall, the most common age of a deer hunter was 60 years old. And 5 years from now, it'll be 65 because that generation is still the dominant, you know, participant.
Pritzel spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you'd be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks take on the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum as they host the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks are ranked near the top right now, 6th for offensive efficiency, while the Hornets are poor on defense, ranked 27th in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at the Kohl Center tonight. They're going to welcome in Robert Morris University out of Pennsylvania. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, Saturday night in prime time against Nebraska. They kick off 6:30 at Camp Randall. Wisconsin trying to snap a 3-game losing streak after losing to Northwestern. Head coach Luke Fickell admitted he's gotten pretty intense, chewing out players in front of their teammates, but not in public.
There's things that you talk about within your family that you don't talk about outside your family. You know, I remind those guys that, look, I will never call you out in the media. I'll never call you out in the public, but I sure as hell will call you out in front of our family. But in the big picture of it, I'm responsible.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple local sports notes. The Butternut Girls got their season off to a good start with a 49-37 win last night. Jersey Polinchek led the way in scoring. Rib Lake topped the Shawamigan Girls 84-27. It was the Phillips Girls winning over Prentice 83-36. You had Merrill topping Ashland 61-16. And Medford was a winner over Hayward 42-36. Girls action last night. There's more action tonight, and the boys will get their seasons underway next week.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you ready, gang? Yeah! Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give DC, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Celebrity birthdays, and then we'll get to our local cake drawing. Reed Perry, the band Perry member, is 35 today. Who else here? Aaron Lyons, country singer, is 46. Leslie Bibb, actress from TV's ER, 49 today. Daisy Fuentes. Remember Daisy Fuentes?
I don't, actually.
Hosted America's Funniest Home Videos for a while, along with some other guy. I think her and the other guy who hosted it were probably the worst host of the show in the history of the show. But I'm sure they don't care. Daisy Fuentes is 57 today, but she is fabulous. RuPaul, the cross-dressing TV star and singer, is 63 today. His real name is actually RuPaul. RuPaul Andre Charles. And he is 63 today. We've got Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio. She received a Best Supporting Actress nomination in 87 for The Color of Money. She is 65. Elvin Hayes, actually, the basketball player. Call him Elvis if you want. The Big E is 78 today. Tom Seaver, baseball great, born on this day, 1944. Passed in 2020, part of that big red machine in the 70s that won World Series. Lorne Michaels, TV producer. He has produced, I believe, Saturday Night Live ever since it's gone on the air, I think, if not most of it anyway. And he is 79 today and still, I believe, producing Saturday Night Live. Danny DeVito, you know who that guy is?
That I do know.
How do you know him? What do you think of, first of all, when you think Danny DeVito?
I think of, honestly, every time I think of Danny DeVito, I just think of him being just a goof.
Yeah, it's very true. He always has been kind of
seems like a fun kind of guy.
Yeah, the old show Taxi, he was on there. He played the Penguin on one of the Batman movies, I believe it was. Yeah, very good actor. 79. He's done a lot of other things besides that. 79. Lauren Hutton is 79 today also. The gap-toothed supermodel went to an acting career. Martin Scorsese, 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Director. He won for The Departed. He's 81 today, Martin Scorsese. Peter Cook, the English actor, comedian, and writer, was partnered up with Dudley Moore in stage and film. Passed away back in 95, born on this day. And Rock Hudson, Hollywood superstar, born on this day, 1925. Real name was Roy Harold Shearer Jr. Rock, I just laugh at Hollywood names. I just like to hear the stories. Rock Hudson. Mm-hmm. Born on this day, 1925. He passed in 1985. All right, a couple local ones here. I wrote this, so I won't put you through trying to read my writing. Sarah Mivas is celebrating tomorrow from the family. So, Sarah, you're in for the cake drawing in just a moment here. And we've got Therese Trojak, who is celebrating a 94th birthday. Your kids, Therese, want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. All right. It has been 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks, the cake drawing has not been overseen by any legal entity. The accounting firm of Austin Big G is in the building anyway. And this is now a legitimate cake drawing. There will be
now that the firm is back in town, so is the cake tax.
The firm is back in town and the cake tax is back too. So if you want to slice off a piece of corner cake and drop it off, you know, we just...
Corner cake, edge, yeah. Center. We're not picky.
If you do it, I'm just saying, if you do it, a guy named Guido's not going to show up at your doorstep. That's all I'm saying. I mean,
you don't have to worry.
He may or may not, but I'm saying he won't if the cake tax is applied. All right. He's talking to me. All right. Who is our cake winner this week?
Happy anniversary to Rick and Debbie Polachek.
Rick and Debbie, you got yourself a cake courtesy of the bakery department. At Super One.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill in Phillips. The golf course is closed for the season, but the bar and grill will be open all winter. Come see us Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chef Derek starts Thursdays with a great special, followed by Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday. We have a full menu of delicious salads, wraps, sandwiches, dinners, and more. Have you tried our homemade pizza? Golf Course Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
The Sandtrap Bar and Grill will be closed the week of Thanksgiving.
Are you guilty of loving true crime? Pluto TV has entire channels dedicated to true crime, all for free.
I want to be free.
It's TV the way it should be. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer.
That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Exergen thermometers are clinically proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. Exergen is fast, non-invasive, and accurate. Find Exergen thermometers for your home at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. For complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971. Embrace winter at J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Discover fly racing snowmobile riding gear for the entire family, along with top-notch helmets. Explore Chilton trailers and power up with a new Jiffy Ice Auger. We're your trusted sales and service dealer for all power sports and marine equipment. Visit us on Highway 182 and check out our Performance Power Sports showroom at Sugarbush Road inside the Sugarbush Bar. And yes, the bar is open. And J&A Services Marine and Power Sports is your home for quality and experienced service.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpet by La Casa available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcome NEB and Food Share customers.
Oh, 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 Merry Christmas.
Come one, come all to the Hometown Holiday Celebration Saturday, November 25th in Glidden, Wisconsin. Plan for a day of fun, entertainment, and activities for the whole family. There's the Santa Fun Run, the raffle drawings, the craft fair, the Berry Crafty Kids Corner, and kids, Santa Claus is going to make an appearance from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., handing out all kinds of free goodie bags. There will be music in the street and a Santa Paws Parade at 5:15 p.m. All this fun starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 25th. For more information, check out Glidden Area Development Corporation on Facebook or on the web at GliddenWI.org.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 38 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 25. Winds remain southwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the middle 40s. Winds west, 5 to 15. Saturday night, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds. Lows fall back to 24. Sunday, sunshine remains in the forecast. Highs reach 45. Then lows head down to 27 on Sunday night with increasing clouds. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 27.
This time of year, cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain, 'cause I didn't know.
AQ Country at 8:56. We're going to chat a little sports. Mike Clemens. You don't want to miss this. He's got some insights on the new manager for the Milwaukee Brewers. And he's got a Mike Holmgren story that's pretty funny, too. That's what he told me anyway. So we'll have Mike Clemens in here in just a second. We're going to do a shopping show at some point coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. I don't know who or if it's going to be Austin, if it's going to be Big G, if it's going to be Gray. Going to be Brianna, shopping show? She's shaking her head yes, but it looks like no. And Darla, or we'll see who. We'll give you some shopping show savings coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Meet Bruce.
Hey there.
He's a busy soccer dad who's trying hard to learn the game.
Go for the end zone.
Whoops. Luckily, other things come easy, like banking with Chase. On a tip from his banker, he set up AutoSave in the Chase mobile app. So what are you saving for, Bruce?
Father-daughter soccer camp.
Smart bankers, convenient tools. One bank with the power of both. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
AutoSave requires a Chase checking and savings account. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Well, since we've been done, I've been trying to unfall apart. And I've been thinking that's neon lights.
Round up your friends for an electrifying performance by Runaway June on Saturday, November 18th at Lake of the Torches. Proclaimed by Billboard magazine as the next hot trend in country music. You'll enjoy hits like Buy My Own Drinks and Broke Hearts Do Broken Things. Purchase your tickets now at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 to attend all shows. Winning is more fun at the lake.
Embrace winter at J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Discover fly racing snowmobile riding gear for the entire family, along with top-notch helmets. Explore Chilton trailers and power up with a new Jiffy Ice Auger. We're your trusted sales and service dealer for all power sports and marine equipment. Visit us on Highway 182 and check out our Performance Power Sports showroom at Sugarbush Road inside the Sugarbush Bar. And yes, the bar is open. And J&A Services Marine and Power Sports is your home for quality and experienced service. Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on Colony Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall.